All right, I want to bring on tonight now, Lee, our headliner of the show. I have been so fired up to have this guy on the show ever since I read about his story. I said to myself,
it's an inspirational
Matt
story.
Matt McClellan,
these are the kind of inspirational stories
on the
that
show.
We need
now,
more
of. This guy, first of all, he went on the 30-day pizza diet. And
right there, that should have got him on the show.
And it was to prove that pizza was not a junk food.
Like
which
I've
we've
been
always
telling you
said.
Forever.
We have always said that pizza is not a junk food.
It's a health food.
And he only ate pizza for 30 days.
Which is my dream.
And he had a slice every 3 hours. And also
on an IV drip.
That's right. And he did an hour of exercise per day, 5 days per week, 2 sodas, 1 beer, 1 energy drink. I don't know what the hell that is, but we'll find out.
To hydrate.
And then he went on the Tour de Pizza. The Tour de Pizza, Lee.
Another thing.
Which is something, how did we not think of the Tour de Pizza 2010? And it was 30 days. He rode 1,300 miles, 22 cities on a promotional bike ride from Florida to New York City to change the image of pizza from junk food to health food. And this guy is my hero. He's now my new inspiration. Dean Karnazes came on the show, what,
forget
2 weeks
him.
Ago? I don't care about Dean Karnazes anymore.
He doesn't have pizza.
He can run from here to Cancun. It's not going to be the same as having Matt McClellan. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you very much. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Listen, first of all, are you in the pizzeria right now?
I'm out back of it. It's too noisy inside to do the interview with you guys.
Now, first of all.
I noticed you didn't send us a pie. That's the first thing I noticed.
First of all, I can't believe we don't have a pie here doing the show.
What's that?
I can't believe we don't have a pie doing the show right now from you.
I know. I could deliver you one. I mean, it'll take me a few days.
So now, first of all, tell us how you got inspired to come up with the Tour de Pizza. What was
Well, it's pretty simple, basically. I own a pizza shop. I opened a place 2.5 years ago when I moved to Florida from Colorado. And you know, I themed it after a cycling, triathlon, kind of trendy, healthy theme, and I named it Tour de Pizza. And I decorated it with cycling and jerseys, and people do marathons and races. They bring their numbers in, and I decorated the restaurant with it. And there was a really sense of community, you know, pride. So I had this theme, and I was giving out free samples at the Gold's Gym at the end of the month, and they let me come in on their Customer Appreciation Day or their Cheat Day. And, you know, I would get assaulted. People would tell me that pizza was junk food and that
what?
Wasn't good for you. Why would you bring trash to the gym? And, you know, that's the reason they're at the gym is because, and you could imagine, you walk in the gym, you've been struggling to get there all week, and then you open up the door and you see me there with all my pizzas and giving out free samples, and the gym smells like pizza all night.
So
I wanted to prove. I wanted to not just tell people that pizza was healthy, that it was baked. You can make it as healthy as you want with fresh vegetables and the health, you know, benefits of pizza. I had to prove it. And I wasn't living what I was preaching. And, yeah, I was working a lot of hours. I was eating at odd times. I was trying to be as successful in my business. And I wasn't taking care of my body. And so I created the 30-day pizza on the diet. And with the media's help, I got blood work and doctors and nutritionists and did my baseline results. I scripted out a meal plan, one slice every 3 hours. Each slice had a different nutritional value, so I got all my nutrition, veggies and meats and fruits and different combinations. And I exercise 1 hour a day, 5 days a week.
Now, if we come to the Tour de Pizza, can we blood dope there too as well? Is there any blood doping that occurs at Tour de Pizza?
No, that's something I got to work on, maybe.
That's the secret sauce, right?
that's the extra sauce.
Now, so cycling was the thing behind. Now, were you always a cyclist in Colorado as well? Was that your mode of exercise?
No, I really wasn't. I moved to Florida and I never cycled before. I wasn't an athlete. I've never been an athlete. Actually, we have the same in common. I played tennis in high school. I was a big tennis guy.
There's my man. That's what I like. Where'd you play? Did you play in high school?
I played high school in Indiana, in Evansville, Indiana, and I never made it past that. I never made it to college or any other levels, but, you know, that was my passion. I really loved tennis, and so when I moved to Florida, you know, I see packs of 50, 100 cyclists at a time riding around town. It's beautiful here. It's sunny. It's warm. So I got involved with the whole cyclist and triathlon community, even though I wasn't an athlete performing at a high level. I did these events to, you know, be engaged with the community, you know, something personally challenging, to get out there, be active, to, you know, to do something fun and that was new to me. And so that's how I came up with the idea of naming it Tour de Pizza. Now, but I think the key to the pizza diet, you know, like the results. You know, I know I sent you the results and it's on my website. But, you know, the drastic thing, everybody says, oh, cosmetically, you lost 25 pounds on the scale and you leaned up and you got six-pack abs. And, you know, cosmetically, yes, the pizza diet did all those things. But the key was I lowered my cholesterol 86 points in 30 days. I lost 10% body fat. I lowered my blood pressure down to a 118 over 80 when it was a 140 over 90 just 30 days prior. So, you know, the cosmetic changes were amazing. Everybody loved it, especially my wife. But the real health thing about the pizza diet is that I truly got healthy. It's not a gimmick. It's not a hoax. It's not a trick. You know, this is basic nutrition, basic exercise, and portion control, and that's it.
Now let's get down to the real nuts and bolts of this, Matt. I want to talk about the pizzeria. If Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy came to the pizzeria, now what's your signature pizza there? What should we order there if we came there?
Well, you know, I do everything. I do all the gourmet slices. I have all kinds of different variety and slices and veggies. You know, I guess the most popular pizza is named after myself. It's called the McClellan.
I love it. I love that.
With a white sauce with spinach and veggies, mushrooms. You know, it's a healthy pizza. You know, it tastes great and it's healthy for you.
Now, did you go around, when you were coming up with the pizzeria, did you go around to other places to figure out how are you going to make your pizza? You know, because when you're in Florida, you got a lot of New Yorkers there, and they're very, very particular about their pizza.
We like New York style.
I do New York style. And I kept the New York style, and it's a real pizzeria. I do everything from slices to delivery. I do everything that the real guys do. But, you know, with the evolution of the pizzeria, you've got the gourmet desire, like the artichoke hearts and spinach and feta.
Yeah, that's okay.
Tomatoes.
We just don't want any of this stuffed crust nonsense.
You know, and that was the key. I mean, you know, people say, oh, you did the pizza diet. They assume that I sat down and ate, you know, a meat stuffed. Cheese loaded,
right.
Loaded every time I ate. You know, I didn't. It was one slice. It was very scripted. You know, one slice would be all meat, one slice would be all veggie. Next would have some fruits on it, you know, mandarin oranges and pineapple and ham.
Right.
So I really mixed up the variety to get a full day's nutrition.
Now, did you do the tour de pizza by yourself, or did you have other people riding with you as well?
I did a media crew with me. I opened it up to the public. I opened it up to sponsors and anybody who wanted to join. I had people from around the country fly in and ride with me for different legs and different stages. But I was the only person who completed it from Florida to New York the entire trip.
Now, you were gone for 30 straight days?
30 straight days on the bike.
Oh, man. How awesome is that?
How was business for that month?
Yeah, it must have went in the toilet with you not running the shop.
I got a great staff. My guys are A+. They've been with me since I opened 2.5 years ago. In this industry, that's very hard to keep the, you know, loyal people in a fast food environment. I mean, I've got my core guys, my cooks, my cashiers, my head guy. I mean, they're all stayed, and they all ran the place like it was their own. And I came back, and I didn't miss a beat.
Now, they didn't steal your blind?
No, I got a lightning bolt feature. I can zap people from home. I mean, it's great.
So, Matt, so this is what I've heard recently. I heard that you gained the weight back, and you did it on purpose. And on midnight, January 1, 2011, when the ball drops in Times Square, you are going on another mission. Is that true?
Correct. That's true. You know, the pizza diet, the original pizza diet, was created in July of 2009.
Okay.
And June of 2010... I rode my bike from Florida to New York City as a promotional vehicle to deliver my message to New York and to the country that pizza is not a junk food. And I rode my bike from pizza shop to pizza shop and only ate pizza for those 30 days as well.
Now, any real crappy pizza that you had? Like when you stopped and there was someone there, you stopped along and go, oh, my God, I can't eat this pizza. This is terrible.
Did you already arrange the pizza along the way?
I mean, this is going to sound like maybe a bad joke. I don't know if you have to edit this out. But, you know, I look at it like this. Pizza is like sex. You know, even if it's bad. Still pizza.
That's true. That's how we look at it, right, Lee?
Amen.
Okay, now, first of all, I want to know, how does Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy... Now, are you doing another 1,300 mile? Are you doing a 2,000 mile? What's the next one? How long is the next one?
That's all in the works right now. You know, like the bike tour was my creation to kind of deliver my message to the world. I did that. And then, you know, I've heard all the criticisms. I've heard everything from, you couldn't believe, like the negative to the positive, you know, and everything in between. And one consensus is that I was too young. You know, I'm 34 years old, and they people think that I was, oh, well, you're young. It's easy for you to lose weight. And so I really wanted to make a difference. You know, you're never too young to take control of your life and to live an active lifestyle, and especially with the childhood obesity epidemic and our country, you know, falling. It's easy to eat unhealthy now in our country.
Right,
so,
right.
So I really, you know, needed to... It's like you do it once, and it might have been a fluke, or it's a hoax, or it's a trick, or it's Photoshop. You do it twice, and, you know, people start to believe it. You do it three times, and you eliminate all doubt. And so what I did was I purposely, since my press conference on July 4th in New York City, I purposely gained all the way back for the last 4 months. I will continue to gain the weight back until January 1st. And on January 1st, I will simultaneously take the weight back off with the pizza diet, with America at the same time. And I'm going to be an inspiration and a motivator to help people, because the key to the pizza diet is not Tour de Pizza is the healthiest pizza in the city. And I'm not the healthiest pizza on the planet. So pizza in your local neighborhood, in your city, in your town, you can get healthy today by making better decisions when you eat out. Pizza is healthier than any other drive-through window that's available out there. And I didn't do all this in a gym. I did it with running, swimming, biking. You know, the three components of a triathlon. If you have a pair of tennis shoes, you can get healthy today. No excuses. Right. You don't need a personal trainer. You don't need a gym. Once you work up, once you advance up and you feel comfortable and you're confident and you can go in the gym and know how to use the equipment and you feel good. You know, I encourage everybody to like fine tune their health once they're ready. You know, but I just want to get people healthy and active today. And that's my message. Like, you know, it starts today with a pair of tennis shoes. You have back problems. You have joint problems. Get in the pool. A low impact swimming is an amazing exercise. It's an amazing workout. And I do it by leading by example. I don't just tell people how to get healthy. I actually do it to myself, and I am living, breathing testimony that it works.
Well, we definitely want to partner up with you, because this is a passion. The Fat Guy and I have a passion for pizza.
Not the biking, just the pizza.
I'm fine with the biking, fine with the running, but we got to come up with something for 2011, because I definitely want to join you. The Fat Guy is going to be dead weight, but we got to bring him along. We have a tandem bike. That we can either join you on the bike ride, because we definitely got to do something.
If I lose enough weight, I can sit on the handlebars. Listen,
we can tow you. We can pull you along in the back if you want. Whatever you want to do. We can put a little pool in the back.
A wagon from behind.
Right, I can a wagon, or put the fat guy in the wagon, and me and you, Matt, will ride, and we'll pull the fat guy in a wagon. We can do that, too. But we think this is great, and we love the cult concept.
I think he should make a pizza for us, Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy Pizza.
Dr. Fitness, we got to come to – what are you, in St. Petersburg? Where are you in Florida?
I'm in St. Petersburg, just south of Tampa.
Lee, we're going to have to make a trip down to St. Petersburg.
Don't you think there should be our own pizza?
Yeah, we should definitely have a Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy
You know, it can
pizza.
Have all of our favorite toppings.
But my favorite's different than your favorite, though.
I know, but we'll have to compromise.
Damn it, I hate compromising.
Maybe it's half and half.
I would definitely give you a menu pizza named after your show. If you came down here and made your own pizza, made it healthy, and it could even be a half and half pizza, and we could promote it and let people know that when they come in, they can get the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy pizza here at Tour de Pizza.
Listen, we are diehard pizza lovers, and we love what you're doing, Matt, and we definitely got to come up with some way of working with you here, because this is a great message. We think that pizza's gotten a bad rap. We want to make sure that pizza is not thought of as a junk food, because it's not. And let me tell you, Gold's Gym or whatever the hell these gyms think that pizza is bad for you, they're crazy.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about. So Matt, the people can go to your, they can go to tortapizza.com, and where also can we, where are you located in St. Petersburg as well?
I'm in Northeast St. Pete. My address is on the website, tortapizza.com. You can Facebook, Twitter, tortapizza. You know, I'm here all the time. If you have any questions, you need just an encouraging voice, someone to talk to, I'm open. You know, I don't have an entourage of people to get through. You call and say, you know, you need help. I'll do whatever I can. I'm not a doctor, not a nutritionist. I'm a business owner. I'm a pizza guy who made a lifestyle change during my real life with real food in the real world. And I just ate it in different ways than the way we were taught. And I got healthy, and I want to help as many people do what I did.
Well, we love that. We love the whole thing, and we definitely want to get behind you and support you any way we can, and maybe we can come up with some ideas to do something together. So we'll talk off the air, Matt. We think you're doing great stuff.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, and thanks for having me on the show.
Matt, always a pleasure meeting you, and I can't. Maybe we'll have to go from here to from St. Petersburg, where Lee, maybe to Seattle?
Sarasota.
maybe that's what, a couple of miles, not that far. Matt, take care. We'll talk to you real soon. Okay.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
You too, bud. Be well.
Bye-bye.
That is Matt McClellan with TourToPizza.com. This guy rode 1,300 miles to show you that pizza is not a junk food.
Amen.
This is a guy after our own hearts, man. This is exactly what it's all about, yeah. Lee.
Inspirational story.
Inspirational story.
I got a tear in my eye.
The 30-day pizza diet. Matter of fact, after the show, I'm starting my own pizza diet.
That's
right
it, right
the
here.
Show at Fellini's.
Exactly.
You want to join me?
It's all about the pizza.
Go check out Matt McClellan at tortapizza.com. And when you're online, also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go there. 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids is our new book. It's on our website. Go check it out. You'll see the latest events that are coming up. We're also going to be in Baltimore in the new year as well. We'll be the keynote speakers somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but we'll be somewhere.
We're all over the place.